We are up to the Tosfos in the sugya we had learned last week. But just to refresh our memory, I think it would be kedai to just go over the Gemara quickly in order to understand the Tosfos better. So let us start again from Daf Chof Chesem at Beis, Rabbi Yehuda Immer b'Miskavim Chai. We hear in the Mishnah, the Tanakhama says, Nishpero kadoi v'huchlat v'shaloka b'charos is chayiv. The Tanakhama did not differentiate any chilukim. He said a blank statement that you're chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda starts making conditions. B'miskaven chayiv, b'einai miskaven poter. It's not all times he's chayiv, it's dafke b'miskaven, and b'einim miskaven is potter. So let us see the Gemara. Heichi domi miskaven. What is the case of miskaven? Omar rabbe b'miskaven lo hirido lamata mikseifoy. Let us learn the Gemara the way the Rashba learns the Gemara, and Achsimetos also learns like this the Gemara. That Rabbi said, Rabbi Yehuda's mechayev, if b'miskaven lo hirido lamata mikseifa, he was carrying a kad, he wanted to take the kad off his shoulder, and in the process of taking it off his shoulder, it slipped out of his hand, and it fell in the brook. And the Rashba says, so this is a shtikel pshiya, if you're taking it down, you have to understand there's a kayak of gravity, and you have to be careful when you take it down. And by not being careful, so you're a pesheya. And the Rashba says, this pshiya is similar to niskal, to a person who wasn't careful when he was walking in the middle of the Rishus Haram, and he tripped, and he also made a boil. So these two are an oifen of pshiya, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda said, in other words, that what it says in the Mishnah, Nishbero kadoi b'rishus arabim, that the Baal, he is chayiv on the hezekis that came about through the shvira. So Rabbi is saying, this is only if he was a pesheya in the shvira, he wasn't careful when he took it off his shoulder, or he was on his skull. So Abaye asked Rabbi Michlal, so if Rabbi Yehuda, who made conditions, he is chayiv, if he was miskavel lahirido, but if he wasn't a pesheya, then he's potter. So Michlal de mechayiv Rameyah, who did not make any conditions for chayiv, he says, you're always chayiv. Afilu nifshiro. So Rameya is speaking about Afilu, he was holding the keli, and the keli separated from the handle of the keli, or the oizen of the keli, which was not his fault in Gansen. And then Rameya is mechayiv, because Rabbi Yehuda says he's only chayiv and he's a pesheya. So Rameya holds Afilu, he's not a pesheya, he's an onus, he's also chayiv on the bird. That's right. 100% he was holding the oizen akeli, and the chibur of the oizen to the rest of the keli disintegrated, and he's holding on to the oizen, and the keli falls. According to Rameya, Yechayv. And that is the machloikis Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara asks, Amai onusu, what is the svara of Rameya? He's an onus, it's not his fault. V'oynes rachmona patrei, der sibol nare leisase doba. V'chitayma, maybe you will say, hani mili le'inyin k'tolo. Maybe the p'tur oynes is only by oynshei bezden. A bezden will not kill a person who was even aveira b'oynes. Avol le'inyin nezikin chayev, but legabe tashlume nezokin. You'll tell me, Rameya holds your chayev. Bahasanya, we learned in Abaraise, Nishbarakade Veloy Silko, Nafal Gemoloi Veloy Hemidoi, Rameya mechaye bezeken vachachomim oimrim pota bedini odom vachay bedini shemayim. Umoidim chachomim lerameya ba'avnei sakinim asoi shenichon barish gagoi venoflo beruch mitsuye bezike shehuchayiv. Umoide rameya lechachomim bemale kankanim ala gag al menas lenagvon v'noflo beruach sheni metziyeh v'iziku shehu poter. So the kash is from this last bovet. If you are telling me that Rameyer is mechayiv afilu nifshero, and you'll tell me Rameyer holds by tashlumi nizokin, even though he made a bor bo'ines, he's also chayiv. So I have enough in the baraisa. The last bovet in the baraisa says that Rameyer is moideh. A person put kankanim on a gag in a ruach she'eino mitzuya came and threw them down, which is not an oynis gomul, shehu poter. So you see clearly that Rameya holds that if a boir was created by oynis, you're poter. So Abaye asked on Rabbi, so how could you say that that's the machloikis of Yehuda and Rameya? Rabbi Yudol Tavka a Pshia is Chayiv, if the bird was made Alide Pshiyosi is Chayiv, and Bainis Potter, and Rameya holds that Filobainis is Chayiv, we see from this Baraisim that Rameya is Moide, that a bird Shenase Bainis of Ruach Shenim Etsu is also a Potter. So that was Abayis Kasha and Rabbi. Elo Omar Abaye, Betarti Pligi. So Abaye said, I wish to disagree the way that Rabbi had learned Pshat the Machloikis. No, the Machloikis is it is a double Machloikis. Pligi Bishas Nefila. There's a Machloikis Bishas Nefila. That means the Machloikis is if it fell al yedei Niskal. A boir that fell al yedei Niskal. So, Rabbi Yehuda holds Niskal Onosu, and Niskal is an Oynis. Rameya holds, and Niskal is a Pesheya. So that is the Machloikis Bishas Nefila. That what Rabbi Yehuda said, B'miskaven Chayiv, means if he was miskaven to break it. If he was miskaven B'kavone to throw down the cat in the Rishus HaRabim, so then he's a Pesheya. Then he's Chayiv. But if he was a Niskal, then Rabbi Yehuda holds Niskal Onesu. And Rameya holds Niskal Pesheya. So now Abaye is relating to us that the Machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya is a Machloikis. What Niskal is? Is Niskal a Pesheya? Is Niskal an Onus? And therefore, let us just, so the Barais is very good. Moidim chachomim b'nofo b'ruach metzuye. Now, nofo b'ruach metzuye zichar apesheya. Niskal is an onus, but nofo b'ruach metzuye is apesheya. Moidim rameye b'noflo b'ruach she'eine metzuye. That is an onus. And the whole machlekes is by Niskal, is this apesheya, this an onus. That's one machloikis. Upligi, now Abaye comes to tell us there's a second machloikis in the Mishnah also. La'achan nefila. There's a second machloikis in the Mishnah. If there was a nefilas pshiye, and he was mafkerit, he dug a boir, he made a boir b'shus harab, now he's mafkerit. So now, let us go a little further, and we'll see that the Gemara explains. Pligi b'shas nefila. There's a machlekes b'shas nefila. B'niskal p'sheya. If a person tripped, he was not ma'ayin b'shas when he was walking, and he made a boil. So there's a machlekes b'niskal p'sheya. Is a niskal a p'sheya. Mar sovar niskal p'sheya hu. That's Rav Meir. And therefore, Rav Meir nishbara kadoi. He's speaking about a case that he tripped, and then he's chayiv. Umar sovar, and Rabbi Yehuda holds, niskal lav peisheya. And that's why he says, Im miskaven chayiv, miskaven to break it is chayiv. Gmeini miskaven to break it, he was only a niskal, then he's potter. That's one, niskalap sheyahu. Then Abaye says, there is also another machloikis in the Mishnah. Pligi la'achan afila. There's another machloikis in the Mishnah. After there was a nefilas pshia, it was a nefilas pshia. He threw it down. He broke it. And now he was mafker the charosin. That means, so he created a boyer, but now the boyer does not belong to him since he was mafker. Is there a problem in this in order to be mechuyev? So Abaye said, this is also a machloikis, a second machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya. B'mavke nezokov. Pligi lach nefila b'mavke nezokov. He made a boyer, and now he's mavkerit. Mar sova, Rameya holds mavke nezokov chayiv. Rameya holds mavke nezokov is chayiv. As long as you made the boyer b'pshie, so mamela, you're responsible for the hezekis that will come out through the boyer, even though it's not yours, you are mafkeret. Umar sovar potter. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, mafke nezokov is potter. In order to be chayiv, you have to be a bal ha-boyer nilchis momen. It has to be your boyer. Dafke aber b'shusay will be chayiv, aber b'shusay rabim, or he was mafke de charosim, will be potter. So Abaye comes to tell us there's a double machlekes in our Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya. Umimai. So now Abaye continues. How do I know that there's a double machlekes in the Mishnah? Midiktoni tauti. Because the Mishnah mentions two cases how the hezek occurred. Huchlak echad b'mayim. One case is that he slipped. Oishaloka b'charosis. So haynu hach. There's no reason for the Tana to give us two different cases how the hezek occurred. L'may naf kamineh. If he's responsible for the hezek, he's responsible. If he's not responsible, so he's not responsible. So what? Why did he tell us two cases? Elalav hochi kama. Huchlak echod b'mayim b'shas nefila means that Taisus, we'll see in Taisus, means he did not have time to clean it up, to take it away. Huchlak echod b'mayim b'shas nefila. So, I'll just give a preview. So, Taisus learns pshat in this Gemara as follows. Normally, we have to understand, water was a precious commodity in those days. There was no running water in the house. So now, if a person went to shep a cut of water, and the water spilled out in the Rishus HaRabim, so it's a shot. So all the 20 cats, he's going to come, and I wanted to bring them some water from to the house. But now he's going to call out his cats, they should come, and there's water here. It's a precious commodity. He's not mafkir the water. It fell out, finished, so we'll call his cats to drink up the water. So we have b'shas nefila. That means that he was a niskal. He was a niskal, he tripped. And the cat broke, the water spilled out. He was not mafka the water. So it says as follows. So Rameya says, Yechayev. Yechayev, someone before your cats came, someone slipped on it. Yechayev. You're a pesheya, that you made a berbishus harabim. You niskal pesheya. So Yechayev. Rav Yehuda holds, now if he would have thrown down the water in the rishus harabim, then he'd be chayev, because then Niskal's la peshel, Niskal is anonus. So that's one machloikis. Now there's a second machloikis. Oy sheloka bacharoseo la'achar nefila. It's speaking about, and Tosfos explains, bishleim of water, you can say, it can still use the water that's in the Rishus HaRabim. But the card that broke into 200 pieces, there's nothing what to do with the card. So Mistome, he was mafka the card. Mistome was mafka the card. And here, the Tana is coming to tell us, so Rav Meir says that if he made a boir b'shus harabim, it was his fault that the boir was made, so even though he was mafkerit, he is no use anymore for these 200 pieces of the cut, but he's chayiv, he's a bala boir. Rav Yehud is coming to tell us, this is the second machlokes, that afilu, he was a paisheya in the asiyas haboir, but if he was mafkerit, he is potter. If he was mafkerit, he was potter. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds, in order to be chayiv and boir, you have to, it has to be your boir in hilchus moment. And if it's not your boir, you are chayiv. You are potter, I'm sorry. If you're inside your boir, you are potter. So now the Gemara continues. Umid the masnisim betarti. If Abaye had shown us from the Mishnah that there is a double machloikis between Rame and Rabbi Yehuda, there's one machloikis niskal pesheya, niskalav pesheya. There's another machloikis a mafkel nizokov la'achen nefilas pshiye ayuchayev or potter. Is Bereise Nami Betarti. So Mestome, the Bereise, which is a repetition of the Mishnah, perhaps it's more, it elaborates a little more, but the Bereise, which brings the Machloikes, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, so in the Bereise, we should assume also that these two Machloikesen are being mentioned in the Bereise. So the Gemara says as follows. Bereise nami betarte. Is bishloi me kadoi. Now the first case of the Bereise, nishbaro kadoi, v'loi solkoi, v'loi solko. So this could be speaking about two cases. Case number one, nishbaro kadoi, bishas nefile, which means that he did not have time to pick it up, was nishbara kadoi al yidei niskal. So, Rameyer is mechayiv, you made a bir bipshia. V'chachomim oimrim potter, v'chachomim hold your potter, because niskal onus, that's kabaltik. Now let's go, v'loi silko. Now v'loi silko means, he had time now to pick it up, and he didn't pick it up. And again, we have a machlokes, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. So this is also very good. The Leisilka speaking about when there was a nishbara bipshiye, and he was mafkerit, a second machlokes, he was mafkerit. Is he chayev for the kriyas haber bipshiyosa, even though it's not his anymore? So again, we also have a double machlekes, Rameya Mechayiv, because Rameya holds that if you're Kaira Aboyer, you're considered a Baal Aboyer, even though it is not your mummy. And the Chachomim hold that you're not considered a Baal Aboyer unless it is your mummy. So in the Nishbara Kadoi, we can inject this double machlekes, a machlekes Bishas Nefile. Was he a pesheya by niskal? A machloikis la'achen nefila, did it time to pick it up, and he was mafkerit. Is he chayev for the nefila's pshia? That's very good. Elegmoloi, but the Bereise says a second case, that the gomol fell, v'loi hemidoi. And he didn't get rid of the gomel. So we also have to say that we have here a machlokes between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. Sai bishas nefila and sai lachen nefila. Es bishloim lachen nefila mashkachas lo b'mafkel niblosei. Let's say he was a pesheya and the nefilas hagomel. Then later he was mafkel the gomel. So memele, so he was a koire boyer. and now he was mafkeret, and that is the machlokes. Amen, Rabbi Yehuda, hifker nezokov lachan nefilas pshia elo bishas nefila. But if we say there is a double machlokes, so bishas nefila eichem ashkachas lo, how can you have a machlokes Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda bishas nefila? That means bishloime, if he was on his skull, so we can understand there's chilukei deis. If a person should be ma'ayim bedrochem, should be careful how he walks, he shouldn't be careful how he walks, and that's the machlokes, is niskal peshaya, is niskala peshaya. That's very good by a person, but zicher, we cannot demand from the owner of the gomel to watch how his gomel is walking, that the gomel shouldn't trip. So how could there be a machlokes b'shas nefila by nefilas hagomel between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda? B'shas nefila eicha mashkachas lo amar Rav Acha kegoin da'ovro b'mayo derech sarat adonar. So Rav Acha said, it's speaking about that the owner of the gomel led his gomel in a derech that was submerged in water. And the behemoth was unable to see the derech, and because of that, it tripped on the derech. So therefore, that's the machloikis bishas nefila. So the Gemara says, in such a case, you can't have a machloikis. Echidomi. If he could, there was another derech that was not submerged with water, and he could have readily led the gomel on that second derech, is peisheyahu. So why should Rabbi Yehuda hold that he's potter b'shas nefila? Be the like a darkachine, if this is the only derech, onusu. So why should Rabbi Meir hold his chayiv? So the Gemara says, "El mashkachas lo da'askil ba'askilo be'gamlo." So the Gemara says, a beautiful teretz, we are speaking about that he tripped, and that is a machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, is niskal peshaya or oines, and because of him, the gamlo tripped over him. So memele, so now if we will clear a shayla, was he a peshaya ben nefilas hagomel? So that depends if his niskal alone was a pshiya mitzidoi. If his niskal was a pshiya mitzidoi, so then, if his niskal was a pshiya mitzidoi, so then he's called a peshaya, but that was the gomel fell over him. If his niska was not a peshaya mitzidoi, so he's not a peshaya, but nefilas hagomel. Fine. Mafkil, now the Gemara is going back to Abaye. Abaye had said that there's a double machlokes in the Mishnah. So machlokes in the Mishnah, if there was a nefilas pshiya, he was kaira boyer, and then he was mafkir the boyer, does he pater himself from tashlumim? So the Gemara asks, my miskaven ike. So in the second machloikis, how do you explain what Rabbi Yehuda is saying? Rameyah said, you always chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you only chayiv before miskaven. So how does miskaven come to tell us that Mafkir Nezokov is potter and not Mafkir Nezokov is chayiv? In the first machlokes is very good. Miskaver means he wanted to break it. Ainim miskaver means he did not want to break it. He was a niskal. But in the second machlokes, how does this lie in the word miskaven? Omar Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef said, b'miskaven liskois bacharosel. It means that when it fell, he still wanted to use the charosim. He had no intent of being mafkir the charosim. So memele, so that is pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. So the Mishnah is going as follows. That Rameya holds, there are no, if there was a nefilas pshiya, there are no other conditions necessary to be mechayivim, nishbara kadoi, if there was a nefilas pshiya, I hold nisko pesheya. So he's automatically chayiv. If he was mafke the chalosim, he wasn't mafke the chalosim, it's irrelevant. He was kaira berbishus harabim, he's chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda starts giving conditions. He says, if he wanted to keep these charosim, he wasn't mafke them. So then I agree with you. When there was an nefilas pshiya and these charosim belonged to him, then he's chayiv. Ain't he miskaven? He doesn't want to keep these charosim. So in other words, he's mafke the charosim. So even though there was an nefilas pshiya, he's potter because Rabbi Yehuda holds that in order to be chayiv by boyer, you have to be a bal a boyer in hilchos moment. Bechein Omar Ravashi b'miskaven liskois b'charoseho. So we have, this is pshat, how Abaye learned pshat in the Mishnah. A double machloikis. Now we're going to have a machloikis, Rabbi Lozor and Rabbi Yechen. Rabbi Lozor Omar b'shas nefile machloikis. The whole machloikis is b'shas nefila, which means that when it fell, he didn't have a chance to pick it up. The shail is a niskal peshe, is a niskala peshe. So the Gemara says, so it seems that's when there's a machloikis. Ava la'achen nefila mai. What do you hold? Habalosa la'achen nefila. What do you hold? Divrei hakel potter. Do you hold, everyone holds your potter? Veike Rameyer, the Mechayev. Rameyer is Mechayev la'achen nefile in the Beraise. We see v'loy hamidoi, there was a chiyav on him to pick it up, he didn't pick it up, so you see Rameyer is Mechayev. Elamai divrei hakol chayev, veike Rabbonon de potri, in the Beraise. Elamai b'shas nefila, af b'shas nefila, kamash b'lon kedabai. Moses says, no, Rabbi Lozor is really reiterating how Abaye learned pshat in the machloikis. That means even though if you would learn the Beraise seems to say the machloikis is la'achan nefila v'lay silka v'lay amidai, but Rabbi Lazar is coming to tell us b'shas nefila, there's also a machloikis, is niskal pesheya, is niskal lav pesheya. But Rabbi Yochanan Omar, and Rabbi Yochanan said, la'acha nefila machloikis. La'acha nefila, there is a machloikis, avo b'shas nefila mai. What do you hold, Rabbi Yochanan, b'shas nefila? Divrei hakel potter, you hold, everyone holds niskal lav pesheya. I mean, the kamer Rabbi Yechonel kamer leitemi mas nisn ramei dom aniskal pesheyo mechalad ramei mechayiv. There's a Rabbi Yechonel that says later that ramei holds niskal pesheya, and for that lotion means Rabbi Yehuda holds niskal lav pesheya. So memele, so you can't say that Rabbi Yechonel holds b'shas tefila, everyone holds niskal lav pesheya, because we say Rabbi Yechonel said for ramei holds niskal pesheya. But do you hold Rabbi Yehuda also hold niskal pesheya? But with the kamer Rabbi Yechonel kamon, leitemi mas nisn ramei yudom aniskal pesheyu mechlal de potri rabono. So we see that Rabbi Yechonel himself said clearly that there's a machloikis ramei and Rabbi Yehuda is niskal pesheya or not. Eloho kamashmala. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan is coming to tell us the mafker nizokov the hoche hu de potri rabbonon the onosu. Avo mafker nizokov the alme mechaibi. So the Gemara is saying Rabbi Yochanan holds there's only one machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya. There's only one machlokes. Is aniskal peisheya or is aniskal not a peisheya? That's one machlokes. There's a second nafkamina, which is a peil yaitse from this machlokes. That means, if you hold niskal peisheya, so he was a peisheya basiyas abeir, and then he was mafkir the beil. That doesn't help us. You made a beil, shusaram yachayv, even though you're mafkir. So therefore, Ameya holds, since niskal peisheya, so therefore, if you were mafkirit, you are potter. The chachomim hold niskal lav peisheya. So therefore, if he wasn't a peisheya basiyas haber, and he was mafkirit, so that's why he is potter. Because he didn't make the ber, he's not responsible for making the ber, he's not responsible, and he was mafkirit. So there's no reason why he should be mechuyev. But in a case where if you would take it be a peisheya and a siyas haber, then Rabbi Yehuda holds that you chayiv, if you make a ber b'shus harabim, you chayiv, even though the ber halachically does not belong to you. So the lashon of Rabbi Yochanan was la'acher nefile machlokes, not the way Abai and Rabbi Elazar were learning. That there's a machlokes, mafkir nizokov. Doesn't matter how the nizokim came there. Afilu ayidei shvira. Afilu b'meizid. If you mafkir it, you're potter. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to be a baal ha-beil. No. Rabbi Yochanan is saying, Rabbi Yehuda only holds la'acher nefile. If he was not a peisheya basiyas ha-beil, because he was niskalonus, then Rabbi Yehuda holds his potter, because there's no reason to be mechayev him. He's not a kaira boer, and he's mafke the boer. But la'acher hashloche, if he threw the boer down in Rishus Haram, then everyone agrees that he's chayev, because if you're a kaira boer, you're chayev, even though it is not your moment. That is the sugya in a nutshell. And let us see Taisvis and Afchov Chesamid Beis. Let's go back now to the Taisvis. Omar Rabbe b'miskaven lohirido. Now, Rabbe had said pshat that Rabbi Yehuda was mechayev if he was a peisheya. If he was a peisheya, then he's chayev. And it comes out that Rame is chayev afilu he was an onos. Rabbi Yehuda's Machayev, I feel it was a Niskal. Niskal Malarida is equivalent to Niskal. Then it comes out that Rabbi Meir's Machayev, I feel it was an Onos. So Taisvi says, Rabbi Leiboy Lu'ukmi B'miskaven Lishper. Rabbi did not want to learn that he wanted to break it. That's how Abaye learned Shat. Abaye learned Shat that there's a Machloikis is Niskal Peshaya. Kedimukilo abaye lekamon, mishum denishbero kadoi dekomatan nekama mashpe denishbero me'elot. It would seem that the kad broke by itself, not bekabone, va'alo kosi Rabbi Yehuda, in a case of nishbero kadoi lechalek be miskaven l'shein miskaven. So in that case, when it was nishbara, not shibra b'yodayim, so Rabbi Yehuda says, it matters if it was miskaven, shein miskaven. But it was supposed to be the case of nishbara. So it comes out, so abakitza, it comes out according to Rabbi, that Rabbi Yehuda holds niskal peisheya, and that is why he's chayiv. And Rab Meir wants is machayv afilu nifshiro. That's anonus. He's also chay. Ve'im taima frektois v'sakashe abekiyis tikekashe. How could Rabbi say such a thing? For Rab Yehuda islay beperik ha'umnim zegemorim bob metziye de niska la peshayahu. Rab Yehuda says klo niska la peshay. Where does he say this? Gabi maver chovis mimokim lemokim v'nishbaro. A person was transporting a chovis from one place to another place, v'nishbara, and he slipped, and it broke. The Kama Rab Yehuda, so this was a niskal, shaymachinam yishava. A shaymachinam is potter, just whereas he wasn't peshaya. Niskal, he holds, is not a peshaya. You just swear you weren't a peshaya. And niskal is not a peshaya, and therefore, if it was niskal, you'll be potter. Noisei socho yishale. If he's a shema socho, then he'll pay, because niskal is a oines akorev lignevi. So if you are shema socho, yechayev an oines akorev lignevi. A meforish hosom hai kedinei, vahai kedinei. A shema chinam is potter an oines akorev lignevi. So therefore, Shemechinim is part of he was on this call. Hashem Esoche is chai, and Oin is a korv l'gneves, if Hashem Esoche is chai. Al Koponim, we see clearly that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Aniskal is a oinis hakorif ligneva, and that is why Hashem Echinim is potter. That is why he's potter at Odom Hamazik. Because it's an oinus, a somuch lignevah, a korav lignevah. And here, Rabbi says, Rabbi Yehuda holds niskal pesheya. So, it's enough in the Rabbi Yehuda fakir. V'yeshloima, the kasova Rabbi, ki heiched amrin en hosom l'rameya, d'shvu ezu takonis chachomim I b'shay masocha, v'chinami Rabbi Yehuda takonis chachomim I b'shay mechinom, over there, the Gemara says as follows. Ramei, of all people, says that Hashem Mechinam and Hashem Mesoch, if they were Niskal, they were Potter. If they swear that they weren't Peshaya, they're Potter. Finished. So the Gemara says, what's Pshat and Ramei? Ramei holds Niskal Peshaya, Ramei the Niskal. So Ramei holds Rameya holds that if you're going to go according to the letter of the law, and you're going to tell all the movers that if you are Peshay and the Chavis, you're going to have to pay for it. So all the movers will start thinking it over. It's not Kedai to be a mover. I'm going to schlep a Chavis the whole day, and the end, I might trip, and it'll break, and I'll have to pay for it. So I won't get any payment, and I'll have to pay for it also. So Rameya said, in order to ensure that the economy should be able to exist, listen, don't go according to the letter of the law. If he just swears he wasn't a pesheya, he's potter to pay. And that will still be people in the moving business. That is what Rameya holds. So Taisa said, Rabbi held, Rabbi Yehuda was a shtickle like Rameya. That means, Rabbi Yehuda holds, really Rabbi holds, Niskal Peshay. Niskal Peshay. So between you and me, so Hashem Echinam, if Hashem Echinam was Niskal, Shibim Bechuyif to me, that was Taisa's kasha. What did Rabbi do with Rabbi Yehuda? So Taisa says, Rabbi on the Sushana coined Rabbi Yehuda, Abuda said like this, there's two types of movers. There's movers that do it for free. There's movers that do it for business. He says, if you're gonna tell me a mover that does it for free, you'll have to pay. So forget about it. There's no more tavis. You won't have such a thing. So therefore, the takone that Rameya said by all movers, he said, applies only by a mover for free. Hashem esoch, this he's getting paid. Then we go according to the letter of the law. He's getting paid. So Mamela is mechuyev to fulfill his obligations. Fine. Va'oines rachmone patre. Now the Gemara asked Akasha on Rabbi. According to you, Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda holds when he's a pesheya, he's chayev. When he's an onus, he's potter. And so what does Ramei hold? Ramei holds that Philo, he's an honest, he's chayiv. Ainis rachmona patre. So Taisvi says, please, we learned to me petza, tachas, potza, loima binin, oines, gomo, kida pirashti, lael. Now, let me just explain what is shver on Taisvis, what I think perhaps we could say pshat on Taisvis. Taisvis came in from left field over here. We are speaking about that a person made a boir boinus. That means nifshero. He's holding a keli, and all of a sudden he's holding the handle of the keli, and the keli disconnects from the handle, and it falls down, and he's all of a sudden he sees the keli, and he's an onus. So the Gemara asks the kash, how can you say Rameya holds your chayiv? Oinus rachmona patre. Oinus rachmona patre. So Taisvis asks the kash, well, we learned that a petza tachas potza, that Adam Amazik is mechuyev b'oinus. That's Taisvis kash before the Teretz. So someone asks such a kash, the kash is a pella. We learned that Adam Amazik is mechuyev b'oinus. Who's talking about Adam Amazik over here? Here we're talking about Boyer. We're talking about he made a boil. Is that Adam Amazik? He made a boil. And now he says he's responsible for the boil he made. And that the Gemara said, honest, Rachmana Patre. What is Pshat in Taisvis Kasha? What is Pshat in Taisvis Kasha? So last week we had mentioned the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua wants to say that the Gemara in the Havamin held the Yes Akash. What was the Havamin of the Gemara that Boir is Chayev Boinus? What was the Havamin of the Gemara? Till we brought a Bekiyas, Rameya holds your potter, but Moir Havamin your Chayev. So the Pnei Yeshua wants to say the Gemara held that all Mazikim is nothing to do with the Adam. Anesh is Koyachacha Mu'ureboi, Shoyer, the Shoyer is doing it. Boir is mice of Gomoloi, that means that's his mice Yodam the Spoyer, he is mice of Gomoloi and Tchilas Asiyose Lenezek. So Boyer, the Gemara held, is similar to Adam Amazik. And if by Adam Amazik this Adin, what you do, Adam Ud Loilam Imechuyev, you're responsible for your actions of Filuboinis, so Memele, so a Boyer is also Chai. That's a Pnei Yeshua. So Memele, so Taisvis is Meiradik. So Taisvis is asking, the Gemara is saying Bekiyas from Psukim. So Taisvis says, I know another Posik. Petzatachas Posik, Petzatachas Posik, Lechaiv Oinis Kirotzik. Tell me this Posik, say another Posik. The other Posik says Oinis is Chayev. And Taisvis held like the Pnei Yeshua, that Boyer falls in, has the same guidelines of Adam Amazik, because it's Mice of Gomoloi. So Memela, what is Pshat the Gemara's Kasha? So Taisvis answers, but I told you before, Adam Amazik is not Chayiv by Anoinis Gomol, and Adam Amazik is only Chayiv by Anoinis Akorv Laveide. And here, Nivshiro is Anoinis Gomol. If Nivshiro's anainis gomo, so the Gemara is asking you, so your pasuk also won't help. That's why Taisvis is telling us, if you remember what I said before, so then you'll realize that this kasha is in shver with the petza tachas potza. The Gemara is asking a good kasha. So the Gemara says, v'chi teima, ani mili le'inyin k'tole, Avalinyan Nizokin Chayiv. So Dachsach Mir, that the Gemara is saying now, the Gemara is saying, maybe we'll say, like the Ramban, we had mentioned the Shitas Ramban is, that Adam Amazik is Chayiv, Afilobanoin is Gomor. And we'll say that a boil which is Mais of Gomoloi is a din of Adam Amazik. So here the Gemara held Dachsach Mir, before Taisvis Akash, he can't ask a kasha from Philanagli Sasadov, it says Petza Tachas Potza. So they said, no, Petza Tachas Potza, Potza is only speaking about Anoinis Kein Aveda. But now the Gemara says, V'hitei Mahani Mili Le'inyin Kitola V'inyin Nezike Chayv. So now the Gemara is Nochis to say, that could be Nezikin by Bur, you'll be Chayv. And then we will say that other Mamazik is Chayv, Afilubayin is Goma, like the Rambat. So the Gemara says that is not true, because Rameya said, if Kankanen fell with a ruach sheinim, through a ruach sheinim etzuyah, Rameya said, you're potter, so you see that a boyer that was made al yidei an oines of a ruach sheinim etzuyah, you're potter. That's the Gemara's opfreg an Rabbe. Vasanyo nishbarakata, ve'im toima, Veheichi maisi mi bereise de pota rameye bekankanim beruach she'ena mitzuyim. So Taisu says, you don't have a raya. Dilma hani mili le'inyin shal nezokin. Maybe the bereise is speaking about the mazik of boyer. The bereise is speaking about he brought kankanim al roish gagoy, al gagoy. To dry. A ruach she'eni mitzuye came, and through the ruach she'eni mitzuye, a boir was created. So Rameya says, a boir that was created by a ruach she'eni mitzuye, you are potter. Avo masnisen ike lo'ukmi, but maybe the Mishnah is speaking about that Rabbi wanted to say that, according to the mayor, an onus is chayiv, ba'odam amazik. Maybe it's speaking about ba'odam amazik. The bederech ilufoi noflu acharosim al ha'odam mikoi choi. Ba'odam amazik chayiv beruach she'ine metzuye. Kedemrin ilael seif perik she'ine. So Taisus Lachaire is asking as follows. You're proving to me that Rameya parted by a ruach she'ena mitzuya. Fine. That is when the Hezek came about through a boyer. Rameya holds a boyer that was created through a ruach she'ena mitzuya. Rameya holds your potter. But could be our Mishnah is speaking about that that when the card fell, It was Adam Amazik, he was holding it, and it fell from his hands, and this is, and Adam Amazik, we find this Chayev Beruach Sheinah Metzuyah. So maybe Rab is right. Maybe the Mishnah is speaking about, it was Mazik Bishas Nefila, and then it is Adam Amazik, and the Bereis is speaking about, it was Mazik Lach Nefila, and then it's Boer. Boyer is potter by Ruh Sheinah Metzuye, and Odom is Chayev by Ruh Sheinah Metzuye. B'yeshloima, the Masnisen Namiktoni v'huchlak echot b'mayim. You can't say that the hezek was that it fell on the Odom. It says he slipped. The Takolas Meimov, who? It's speaking about that the Mayim was a takola aboyer. V'lo yodam amazik. V'lo mechayev shom rameya yesemi bekankanim. So therefore, the Gemara is asking a merdike kasha an Rabbi. It's saying, huchlak b'mayim, which is the mazik of boyer. And if you tell me that rameya holds boyer is chayev, afilu boyin is, so there it says that boyer is potter by a ruach she'ena mitzuyah. So that's pshat the Gemara's kasha. The Mishnah is speaking about of a hezek la'acha nefila, and Rameya is mechayev. In use, if you're saying it's an oines, so we see from the Bereisa that Rameya parted by an oines. Ve'im taima. Now Taisvis asks another kasha. Taisvis is going back to the first kasha. Umay porich milavenara leisase dovo. The benifshira vaday mechayev rameya. Af al pi shanefila hoisa boines. Mikol mokim achakach hoya loy lesalik. Now, let me explain Taisvis Kasha. Taisvis is going back to the previous Gemara. This I saw in the Teres Shmuel. He explains the Taisvis in this Oifen. The beginning of the Gemara. And Rabbi said, Rameya holds your chayiv. How can you say such a thing? Lenara lisah sedobo. You're asking now with psukim. In the case of Lonara Leisase Dobo, there was nothing that she was able to do. Someone was ma'anasa. She's nashasi. Someone was ma'anasa. So now, she's a nashasi. She killed her. Lonara Leisase Dobo. She couldn't do anything to rectify the situation. Someone was manasa. There the pasuk says, an oinis, an oinis is not responsible for his actions, because he can't do anything. So he's potter. Frektoisvis, but let's say like this. A person was holding a pitcher, and it fell down. Why? He couldn't do anything. Couldn't do anything, right? Now it couldn't do anything. Fine. It fell down already. Now there's a Ber B'Shusarabim over there. He's there. He sees 20 people walking barefoot. They're going to walk over here. They're going to cut their feet. No, I was an oinis. Finished. Bye. And they'll start investing in bandages, and all these people start selling them bandages. I mean, how could you compare this case to Lenara Leisase Dovo? Here we can do something about it. But it fell Boines. Fine, it fell Boines. But what's the comparison to a Lenara Leisase Dovo? That's Taisvis Kasha, which is a Meridik Kasha. That means even though I'm not responsible for the Etzem Nefila, then I couldn't do anything. But now you can do something. Afterwards, take it away. Don't go away and say goodbye. I'll miss Mincha. You made a takola. You are annoying in making the takola. But you can do something about it. So how could you compare this? So Tosis says the Mishnah is speaking about all cases. The Mishnah is speaking about a fellow who didn't have any time to do anything. Rameya holds your chayiv. So that the Gemara says, listen here, the Gemara, what should he have done? He didn't have any time. As it fell down, he was an oinis, and the next second, boom, someone runs by, and then he cuts his feet, so what should he do? That's shot in the Gemara. Let us see the next Taisvis, which is a moiridike yesoidistike Taisvis, but a little complicated. Let us see Taisvis. Taisvis, moiridike yesoidis. Pligi bishas nefila. So now this is the memra of Abaye. Abaye told us there is a double machloikis between Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda. There's a machloikis bishas nefila. There's a machloikis la'acha nefila. Zok Taisus. Pligi bishas nefila beniskal peisheya. A person tripped. He broke a card. Is he a Peshaya? De la Rameya. The Peshaya who Chayev. He's a Peshaya, so he's Chayev. Now what is the translation of Shas Nefila? Kol Kamo d'loi havelei p'nai l'saleik kori shas nefil. That means if he didn't have time to take away the charosim, that is called shas nefila. So am I responsible for dropping it? Yes or no? So it depends. Kameos nisko peshe, you definitely are responsible. You should look where you're going. You made a boil. What can I do now? Now you can't do anything. Now it's too late. But you should have looked where you're going. You're responsible for making this boil. That's called shas nefila. And there's a second machloikis. Now the second machloikis is b'mafkir nizokov, that he made a boil and he's mafkir it. It's not his anymore. So Tosfos says vafilu, according to the second machloikis that Abaye is mentioning, is vafilu la'acha nefilas pshia. Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev. If I, even though I was a peisheya b'nefiloso, that means I broke the cat in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim. I made a bear in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Yehuda says, if it was mazik, you're potter to pay. The chiyuv bear is if it's mamoinai. If it's not mamoinai, I'm a sheyit, whatever it is, but I'm not a balaboyer. The chiv is als balaboyer, and I'm not a balaboyer. Vafilu la'acha nefilas pshia. Kegoin, sheshibe b'miskavon. He broke it b'kavone, he was angry, he threw down the cart in the middle of a shus harabim, and then he's mafker it, or perhaps it's zichalei nefker, it's pieces, 200 pieces. Sheshiba b'miskaven, the rabbonon, the potri sfira lehu, the rabbonon, which is Rabbi Yehuda, hold, the leichayv teire ele boir de islei baile. You only chayv a boir that belongs to someone, kigoin, so his boy was mazik, then he's a bala boy. He's also a bala boy. Period. So Tosfos is telling us that Abaye is being mechadish, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you were mafkel the boy, your potter, afilu you were a poisheya basiyas haboy. Now Tosfos is going to bring rayas to this pshat. So Tosfos will bring the full rayas. One ray, v'chei mash melishne, mar sovar, mafkir nizokov chayiv, mar sovar, mafkir nizokov potter. Now, the Gemara didn't differentiate how the nizokim were made, how this burl was made. Mar sovar, mafkir nizokov potter, Mashma the bechol mafkir nezokov pligi. There's a machloikis, however the boil was made. Hafilach and the filas pshia. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you are potter. For oid, if you will say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you were a peisheya, you're chayiv even though you were mafkir nezokov, say bezoi v'oi the kama lekama mafkin the zok of my miskavenike. The Gemara is a problem of this machlik is a mafkin the zok of. What is the taich miskaven? So Tosfos says I have a moedike taich. He can laforish be miskaven l'shabel. Miskaven means miskaven. He wanted to break it. K'moy shepirish al shas nefil. He wanted to break it. The same taich. But if he wanted to break it, and then if he's mafkir it, he's chayiv. Because mafkir nezokov, lach nefilas pshiyah is chayiv. So since the Gemara had problems, so you see the Gemara holds that afilu he's miskaven to break it, he's also potter. If he's mafkir. So what's the taich miskaven? That's from the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says miskaven, miskaven is liskeis boy. So, v'leiboy look me Abaye pluktayu v'la'acha nefila. So Tosfos says, why did Abaye have to say a double machloikis? One is no shaykes with the other. Maybe the machloikis is also la'acha nefila, And the machlokes is dependent in the first machlokes, beniskal pesheya. Is aniskal pesheya, dilera meir de pesheya hu, chayev, dava mafke nizokov, lachan afilis pshia. Ula rabona de la pesheya hu, potter, dava mafke nizokov, lachan afilis oinis. Why did Abaye to say there's two different machlokes, one is no shaykhis with the other? That's what we learned Rabbi Yochanan at Tzomet Beis. That Rabbi Yochanan said that the machloik is a mafkin is okov is dependent if niskal is pesheya or not. That may hold niskal pesheya, so mafkin is okov is chayiv. Rabbi Yehud hold niskal pesheya, so mafkin is okov is potter. Why did Abaye have to say that if the Rabbi Yehud holds a filu, mafkin is okov lachin afilas pshiya is also potter? So Taisu says, Mishum de Masnisim Muchacha de Betarti Pligi. Abaye Radiik from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says two cases. So Abaye said two cases means there's two distinct machloikasin. If you'll say like Rabbi Yochanan, that Mafkil Nizokov, if you'll be Chayiv or Potter, is dependent on the first Machloikis, is Niskal Pesheya, is Niskal Lav Pesheya, Lehoye Zebetalti, so that's not called two Machloikis. Ela Bechat, it's one Machloikis, Techataimu. So period, so that's what Taisus says. Now Taisus is going to go a step further. Bahashto, now you'll see Mordike Geschmack is Ach. The Gemara says, just like the Mishnah is a double Machloikis, and the Baraisa is also a double Machloikis. So now in the Baraisa there's two Moidim. A Meir is Moide to the Chachomim, by Ruach Sheinem Mitzuye. The Chachomim are Moide to Rameir by Ruach Mitzuye. Now, if we'll be medayik, and this is how Taisus learned the Baraisa says, a meir is moide baruch sheni mitzuyah, the chama moide baruch mitzuyah. Why did the Baraisa have to speak about two different cases? The Rabbi Yehuda is moide by avnei v'sakina, shnofle baruch mitzuyah. A meir is moide by kankanim, shnofle baruch sheni mitzuyah. Why do you have to talk about two different things that fell down? He's made by Ruach Mitzuyah, he's made by Ruach Sheni Mitzuyah. Why do you talk about two different stories? Which is a problem. So Taisvah says as follows. So now Taisvah says, you'll see Meirah de Kezach. V'hash tanam yitreyu meidim detoni bebraise chat koi ashas nefile. Hashas nefila, that means that before he had time to pick it up. The moidim chachomim l'rameya ba'avnei v'sakinoi umasoi shenofle beruach mitzuye. If it fell beruach mitzuye, shehu chayiv. If it fell beruach mitzuye, this is a peshe. The chomim hold niska la peshe, but a ruach mitzuye is a peshe. Shehu chayiv. Ava pishli hoi loi p'nai l'salik. You didn't have time to pick it up, but who told you to put it on the roof? The ruach mitzuyah can take it down. Aval beruach she'ene mitzuyah, oye potter. But if it wasn't my fault, and I didn't have time to pick it up, oye potter. Av al gav de loi afkerei. Now Taisvah says the case of Avnei v'sakinoi is speaking about he was not mafke the stone. The stam avnoi le mafkilu. If a person has a stone, he puts it on the roof, and then it falls down, so he's mafkirit. Why is he mafkirit? You go down and pick up the stone. You have a knife, it falls down, you pick up the knife. Le mafkilu ki nofu, shem is kalkulim benefilosom. A stone and a knife are some things that will not become miskalku. So memele. So the first case is speaking about that you have a stone that fell beruach mitzuyah. He wasn't mafker. So moidim chachomim. You have all the components of chiyuv. There was a nefila bepshiyah. The etzma moina, it wasn't mafkerit. So then the chachomim say, I agree with you, Rameya, 100%. You're chayiv in this case. because there's no filler bepshiye. There's no tenth. I didn't have time to pick it up. Who's talking about pick it up? You should never put it on the roof. If kavod b'loch mitzuyah. Umishum the loy hoye loy pnai le salek. Now, oh, by Nafesa says, Ava beruach she'ene mitzuye, a ruach she'ene mitzuye, oye potter, oye potter, then it'd be potter, af al gav teloy afkerei, even though he wasn't mafkere, samavne le mafke, ki noflu, she'ene miskalton benefilos, umishim lehoi lefnai le salik mifta. Because this maidim is speaking about it, didn't have time to pick it up. Aruach mitzuyah, you're a pesheya. Don't tell me you didn't have time to pick it up. You should never put it on the roof. Aruach sheinim mitzuyah, I wasn't mafkeret. I didn't have time to pick it up. I'm potter. What do you want for my life? It's aruach sheinim mitzuyah. So that may as also made. So the first case is speaking about avnoi, which avnoi is loy afkeret, and we're speaking about he did not have time to pick it up.